Hi, I'm Will Barber-Taylor, a member of the team at Generation Rent. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking to Lisa Whitehouse, Professor of Property Law, Policy and Practice at the University of Southampton, about an exciting new project she's working on at the moment. Welcome to the podcast, Lisa.
Thank you, Will. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you on. Now, the project that you're working on at the moment is called Homes Matters and seeks to understand why renters go into rent arrears and the impact it has on them. Could you tell listeners how the project started?
Yeah, I mean, I've been researching this area for a number of years now. And it's been, my aim is to learn more about the experience of being in rent arrears, what it means for people, how it impacts on their lives. And over the years, while I've been able to get access to a number of organisations, things like debt advisors and legal practitioners, getting access to people, getting access to first-hand accounts from tenants has been really difficult. So this project really focuses on trying to get those first-hand accounts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as any renter can end up in rent arrears at any point due to whether changes in financial circumstances, sudden ill health, or a variety of other potential causes that can cause rent arrears. How important do you think it is that your project is not only potentially going to help explain some of the causes behind rent arrears, but also raise awareness about the extent that they can negatively affect renters? Because of course, getting into rent arrears can negatively affect renters, not just in the property that they're in at the moment, but potentially at any future property that they rent, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the causes of rent arrears now are so various. I mean, particularly with the cost of living crisis, that as you say, I think more and more people are falling into arrears. What I'm hearing at the moment, because the project's ongoing at the moment, we're running it until March 2024. And what we're hearing is that more people who are in work are now falling into rent arrears, whereas previously it was perhaps people on benefits who were struggling to get their universal credit paid. So, you know, more people, different classes of people are now falling into arrears. As you say, that can impact on their housing options later on. So it's incredibly important we learn more about the reasons for arrears, the impact they're having, and perhaps more importantly, how we change things to make things better for tenants in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And are you still seeing partly the impact of COVID affecting people with rent arrears? Because of course, during the pandemic, a lot of people went into rent arrears because of the impact COVID had both on the economy, but also on people's health as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's research out there that suggests that particularly tenants were hit the hardest by the impact of the pandemic. And while the UK government was able to use things like the furlough scheme, in other countries, more support was given towards tenants in terms of covering some of the rent payments and so on. So, you know, we're still waiting to see the research arise. You know, some of it's still very new, but absolutely, there was a huge impact on tenants. And what we've also seen as well is a huge impact on the court process. So there is a huge backlog of cases in the courts with people, you know, awaiting the eviction. It will feel like they will have this hanging over their heads, but it is taking months to get through the court process. And that is going to create anxiety for people. So that's something else really that needs to be resolved.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that the emotional and psychological impact of rent arrears is as important to understand as the economic impact that they have?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, that's one of the key features of this research project. I mean, we've been very lucky. We've got funding from the Aberdeen Financial Fairness Trust to help us try and access tenants who have experience of being in arrears. And part of their aim is to try and reduce, you know, the impact of debt on people, to understand it, to reduce it. And much of that is about the emotional, you know, mental health side of being in debt. And that threat of losing your home, I mean, this is bound to create huge anxiety. And again, there's research that suggests that it can impact quite significantly on children in particular, which of course is of concern to any family. So what we're trying to do is to understand this experience that people have. How does it impact on their lives? Because obviously this will be one feature of their lives. They may have many, many things going on, and debt and being in rent arrears and feeling you might lose your home only adds to that feeling of crisis, that feeling of anxiety. We want to learn more. We want to know how it impacts on people so that we can come up with evidence-based and kind of user-led proposals to try and remove barriers that might be dissuading people from accessing help and support in relation to the eviction process, ultimately hoping we will save some people from losing their homes.
Mm-hmm. And when the project is complete next year, what do you hope that the project will achieve when it's completed?
Well, we're very lucky in that we have an advisory group and participants with the project who are able to change things. So we have policymakers, we have people who are, you know, key to things like free legal advice, debt advice. So the hope is that once we understand the experience, once we understand the hurdles that might be in people's way in terms of accessing support, communicating with their landlord, you know, participating in the court process, if we can understand why people find that difficult, then hopefully we can remove those barriers and we can work with organisations that are key to creating policy and law in this area, in the hope of removing those barriers, making engagement with the eviction process easier for people. And I say, in the hope that, yeah, eventually, you know, that will help them to avoid losing their home.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me, Lisa. I have one final question. If people want to get involved in the project, how can they do so?
Absolutely. They can contact us. So I'm at the law school at the University of Southampton. If they look for the Tackling Housing Debt and Eviction, if they search for that, they'll be able to find us on the website and all the details should be there.
Excellent. Well, thank you once again for taking time to speak to me for the Generation Rent podcast.
Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you for listening, everyone. If you want to find out more about Generation Rent, then visit our website, www.generationrent.org. That's www.generationrent.org. You can follow us on Twitter, @GenRentUK. That's @GenRentUK. Like us on Facebook by searching Generation Rent, and follow us on Instagram by searching for Generation Rent UK. Thanks once again for listening. I hope you'll listen to the next one.